You are welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast. Enjoy the dynamic teaching ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the President of Renaissance Assembly Incorporated. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be.
Taking the message of faith around the world by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hear the call. Seize the voice. Fight the fight. See the vision. Seize the moment. Take your place. Fulfill the tasks. Seize the moment. Finish the course. All things are yours. All things are possible. Tarry not. This is the appointed time. These are your inheritance moments. Time for new beginnings, multiple accomplishments, and everlasting harvest. Keep your clouds full of rain. Let it rain. Take the good news everywhere, in season and out of season. Extend, expand, and establish. Hold on. Then rise. Did you hear that? Hold on. Extend, expand, and establish. I thought it was finished. He said, after that, then rise, shine, and reign. Let Christ be Lord to you. Let Christ be Lord through you. You will hear good news and see good things. Welcome to good things.
Those that will be rejoicing. Is that okay? Since Thursday, have you heard God's word? Has the Lord spoken to you? Glory to God. This morning, I just want to share briefly with you, and then we'll be praying. And I just believe that there is going to be an extension of the prophetic pronouncements from yesterday and the day before this morning. So this morning, let's pray. Father, we thank you for light. I pray that today your word will come fresh again. I pray that someone will be enlightened, someone will be encouraged, someone will be strengthened, someone will be helped. I pray for someone to receive healing today. Let no one live here without an experience with the word of God. In Jesus' most precious name. And let the people of God say loud, amen. My opening text will be Genesis 12, 1 to 3. And I'll be speaking on what I've titled, Blessed to be a Blessing. Blessed to be a Blessing. In Genesis 12, from verse 1, it says, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, read with me, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee. And make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You see that? God was speaking to a man. God has big plans for small you. God was speaking to a man. And he said, through you will all the families of the earth be blessed. That means that for that to happen,
I will bless you first. God wants someone to be blessed through you. You didn't hear me? God wants someone to be blessed through you. In this conversation we're having this morning, I want you to go with the understanding of the power of the blessing and the purpose of the blessing. Amen. The word bless can become so common that people begin to use it in a very, weak way. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. No matter how casual it might sound, the idea of being blessed still remains with God. Amen. It originated from him, and he has not changed his mind about what it means to be blessed. So, Abraham was not the one that appealed to God to bless him. Was he the one that suggested to God to bless him? God said, come, get out of your country, out of your kindred, to a land I will show thee. Abraham was ready to go. Then God said, this is what I will do. Amen. Wow. Meaning that God knew that Abraham will need what he's going to put on him for where he's going. I'm announcing to you, God knows what you need for the days ahead. Especially if you live in this country, you can't live without the blessing. It was not Abraham that suggested to God, I think I need you to bless me. No. Look at verse 2 again. Genesis 12:2. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless you. I will bless you. I will bless you. And make your name great. Does that bless you sound like anything that is not of value? Does it sound like something that is not of value? And you shall be a blessing. Why will you be a blessing? As a result of what I've done to you, you become a blessing. Listen to me. God is not blessing you for nothing. But the problem is that the believer does not understand the power of the blessing. If you don't understand the power of it, then you could be carrying something and not know the value of what you carry. But I read through my Bible. I don't think there's any language that the word blessing can be more described than the Hebrew language. Amen. Why is that so? Because right from time, the idea of blessing came from God. When God created, now remember that everything God created was good. Then why did he still bless it? That means that blessing is not just that it's making something good. I believe the blessing is making good best. Because everything God created was already good, yet he pronounced a blessing on it. Do you know that even the sea animals and all of them, he blessed them? Praise the Lord. Before man even came on the scene. And then he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion, subdue it. The Bible said, God blessed man. Glory to God. So, there are very important things to understand about what the blessing is. Years ago, I did a teaching, and I talked about 7 scriptural definitions of the blessing. I won't have the time to explain each of them, but I will mention them, glory to God, just for the purpose of mentioning. And I believe that it will be something that will empower you and help you understand the value of what has come upon you. Say, something has come upon me. And there's some of you, if something had not come upon you because you were not here, today something will come upon you. Now, before I mention the 7 definitions of blessing based on the scripture, I will first of all give you the concept of blessing. The idea behind the idea. Amen. Glory to God. And it comes from that the Hebrew word that was translated bless. See, what God means by bless and what God means by curse, you should understand it. It's God that said, Anyone that blesses you, I will bless. Anyone that curses you, I will curse. It's not Abraham that prayed that God should curse anybody. God is telling him that I'm not permitting anybody to curse you. I refuse anyone. Now, listen. If the curse will not have any effect, will God be bothered about it? Now, listen. He said, anybody that curses you, I will curse. Listen. When it comes to blessing, first thing I want you to know before I get to the definition is that the blesser must have authority to bless. And the blessed must have qualification to receive. Are you listening to me? It's not everybody that tells you I bless you means that something has happened. It can just be an exchange of words. But God had authorized some people to bless. So there must be authority to bless and there must be qualification to receive. Amen. Are you with me today? So, the blessing. In Genesis 1, the Hebrew word that was used to describe the blessing or blessed is the word barak. Barak. And if you know a little about Hebrew, it is a language that they write from right to left, not left to right. In English, we write from left to right. But most of the ancient languages, they write from right to left. So if you were spelling it in English alphabet, it will look like K-R-B to you. Amen. Because it starts with K-R-B, but it was written from B-R-K. Amen. Did you get what I'm saying? Why is it K, R, and B? Why is it K, R, and B? And there are no vowels. Because that's how it is in the Hebrew. Glory to God. Glory to God. But now, for pronunciation's sake, they will put those their little dots to explain how it should be pronounced. So the anglicized version of it puts an A in between the K and the R. Amen. So it sounds Barak. Now, there is a pictographic way that Hebrew words are represented. That means there are pictures they use to symbolize Hebrew alphabets. Glory to God. Which helps us understand what Barak really means. So, the letter B, what we refer to as B, in the Hebrew, the picture of B is a house or a tent. Glory to God. The picture for R is the head of an individual. The head, a person. It represents a person. While the B represents a house or a tent. It is something of value, an inheritance. Glory to God. Then the K is represented with the hand, an open palm. So, Barak actually means the one that these hands have been laid on will receive the inheritance. So, Barak is a transmission or a transfer of value into somebody's life. Are you listening to me? Are you getting the picture here? So, when you hear the word bless, that's what it means. If you study the word curse also, you will see what it also means. Glory to God. So, when you try to belittle what it means to be blessed, then you have missed an opportunity. Are you still blessed? So the idea of blessing is a God idea. The idea of blessing was not a man's idea. Men didn't come together and say, God, we want you to bless us. God saw that, and let me put it this way, God created a world that needed blessing. So I used to say it this way, blessings are legitimate interventions of God in human affairs. Glory to God. Legitimate. Legitimate interventions. And I pray that this season, as you go from here, those interventions will show up in your life. They will show up in your business. They will show up in your finances. They will show up as you raise your children in the name of Jesus Christ. The world was designed to require interventions from time to time. To live without the blessing is to live an incomplete life. I told someone one time, I said, if you look at destiny, destiny was not designed to be completed without favor. You can't go through life and you didn't have favor and fulfill destiny. Are you listening to me? Ask anybody that fulfilled destiny, achieved anything great at different points. They will say there are some things that happened that I can't explain. Amen. Favor. Someone here will keep testifying of favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. For sake of time, I'll just mention seven definitions of what a blessing is. Number one, the blessing is an invocation. Everybody say invocation. Invocation. What do I mean by invocation? And what are you invoking? What are you invoking? Invocation is a summoning. When God blessed, he invoked something upon the person's life. Amen. So the blessing is an invocation, a summoning of elements and spirits to work in favor, in your favor. Are you listening to me? So now you come into a space and you are blessed. The weather and the elements in that place are invoked to help you. Oh, it rains a lot in Port Harcourt, but the rain will not work against you because there's a blessing upon your life. Oh, the sun is so hot in Texas, but the sun will not harm you because it has been spoken to and summoned to help you. So the blessing is an invocation. It's an invocation. A summoning of elements. A summoning of spirits to work with you, to support you, to help you, to achieve destiny. And I want to announce that because of what Christ had done for you, there's a summoning on your behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number two, definition of the blessing. The blessing is a conferment. In Nigeria, they have honorary national honors, they call them. They have the GCFR, they have the CFR, they have the GCON, they have the CON, and maybe some others, MON and OON. In England, they have also OBE and all of those things. Now, those are honorary things conferred. They are a group of people that have the right to choose and look and say, okay, we want to honor that person. And they confer an honor on him that they want everybody to recognize this person in this field. The blessing is God's conferment upon your life. It's God honoring you. Amen. Are you with me? So God honors people. God confers his blessing upon you. He puts something on you that he wants others to recognize. So the blessing could be defined as a conferment. Amen. Are you still with me? Number three, the blessing is a beautification. The blessing is a beautification. It means that God will want to glorify you. Amen. To glorify you. He wants you to shine and others to see. Glory to God. So the blessing is that God beautifies you. If you read through scriptures, you will see lives of people that God beautified. They would have been nobodies until the blessing came upon them. And the reason why there's an attraction towards them is because of what God put upon them. Amen. If you read the scriptures, I think it was in 1 Peter, he said that the spirit of glory will rest upon you. The spirit of glory is the beautifying spirit of God. He will rest upon you. I pray that from this convention, you will carry upon you the spirit of glory. You will carry upon you the spirit of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, the blessing is an authorization. Is an authorization. When God said to man, be fruitful, he was authorized to bear fruit. It's a licensing of God. Amen. Are you with me? So when you carry the blessing, if somebody has a driving license or a driver's license and is on the way and the police stops you, she says, why are you driving? Then you show them your license. They can't stop you anymore. In this life, as you are succeeding, you will show your license. I'm blessed to succeed. I'm blessed to win. I'm blessed to have children. I'm blessed to marry. I have been licensed, authorized to function, authorized to excel. Are you blessed? So that blessing is an authorization of God. God has authorized you. So 2024 cannot stop you. Fuel price cannot stop you. Exchange rate cannot stop you. Why? Authorized. You're authorized to have money. You're authorized to prosper. Glory to God. See, all of this is just to make you see the power of blessing, the value of being blessed. Number five, the blessing is a configuration. A configuration. Of course, you know, to configure something means to set it in a way you want it to function. Amen. It also means to arrange something in a particular way. A system can be configured. If you have a clock, the way it was configured, it can only go, as they say, clockwise. If one day you came to your clock and the long hand is going left instead of right, you know that your village people have come. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Because the clock is supposed to be going right. All the hands are supposed to be going right. Is that not so? Whether short hand, long hand, the second hand, they're all supposed to be going right. We're talking about the big clock. You know, some people in this generation, they don't have clock again. Huh? So if one day you come and your tick is going this way, tick is going this way, it means either God is speaking to you, amen, or Satan is on your matter, and you better find out which one. That means it is going contrary to how it is configured. The only way it can go is this way. Praise the Lord. So when the Bible talks about the blessing being a configuration, remember, I've shared a story before. It was the story of Manasseh and Ephraim. How that their grandfather was laying hands and praying for them. Joseph brought his children to their grandfather and said, lay hands on them. This is the first son. This is the second son. And when they came close, the man did his hand like this. And put his right hand on the second son. And put his left hand on the first son. He said, hey, 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 hey. No. You're making a mistake. This is supposed to be the first son. He said, don't worry. I have set him so. That word used in the Hebrew is sum. It means to set, to configure him in a way he will be ahead of his brother. So when you are blessed, there's a configuration upon your life. Say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Glory to God. So the blessing is a configuration. Head or tail, I win. Configuration. Head or tail, I win. Petrol or not, I win. APC or PDP, I win. There's a new one now. APP or LP, I win. Republican or Democrat, I win. Trump or Kamala, I win. Is a configuration. Is a win-win. If you toss the dice for me, it's head or tail, right? You think head means you win, I lose. No, it means I win. He said, no, do again, tail. He said, I still win. Hallelujah. What a configuration. Someone shout glory. Number six, the blessing is an influence. God gives you influence. Look at what he was telling Abraham. He said, I will make your name great. It's not, you know, we have a generation that use a language and I say, I want to blow. It was God that wanted Abraham to blow. The blow was from God. It's God that decided that Abraham must blow. So he gave him an influence. If you read the Bible also, Job had an influence. The Bible says he was the greatest man of the East. It was God that made him so. So to be blessed is to have influence from God. That influence gives you a voice. That influence gives you visibility. Today, someone is living here with that kind of influence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number seven and the last, the blessing is an impartation. Impartation. It means that there is special ability transferred to you. Capacity given to you. Amen. So God blesses you and you're able to do things that other people cannot do. What people are struggling to do, you can do with ease. Because there is an impartation. Let me run through them again. Number one, what did you write down? The blessing is what? An invocation. It's good to go through these notes with you. before some of you write your problem inside. Number two, the blessing is what? A confirmment. Number three, the blessing is what? A beautification. Number four, the blessing is what? Number five, the blessing is what? Number six, the blessing is what? And number seven, the blessing is what? Glory to God. So you are living faith to faith convention with an invocation upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with a confirmment upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with a beautification upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with an authorization upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with a configuration upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with an influence upon you. You are living faith to faith convention with impartations. So now say, I'm blessed. So you understand the power and the value of being blessed. It was in that mind that Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all, New King James say, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know something? Your small mind sometimes will not allow you to accept the big thing God has done. You say, all, blessed with all, blessed with all. You are not the first. God had done it before. Hello. Genesis 24 verse 1. Let me show you that God can bless you all around. Listen, live here knowing that God can bless you all around. He said, you know, that's the way God is. If God gives you sense, he will not give you money. I don't know where people got all those things from. A guy told me one time, he said, that girl is very beautiful. That lady is very beautiful. But I'm sure she will not have sense. I said, well, I don't understand. He said, no, the you can't have it all. Genesis 24 verse 1. Want to go? Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in... Is this some things? My brother, do you know what all things mean? Financially is all things. Health-wise is all things. Business-wise is all things. Add your own all things. All things, all things. All things. So God had done it before. To a man, he made sure he was blessed in all things. You are the next person that will be testified about. You are the next partaker of the all blessings of God. Lift your hand and say, I'm the next partaker of all the blessings of God. Glory to God. You are the next partaker. This is very important. So now you know the value of the blessing. Now, this blessing is so that you will be a blessing. And when you are fulfilling the purpose of the blessing will keep speaking in your life. Say, I am blessed to be a blessing. To be a blessing. They were reminding the church in Acts of what Jesus said. And said, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So one of the ways you are a blessing to people is that you are an outlet. Blessing people is not just blessing somebody with money. There are sometimes you bless people with support, ideas, encouragements. Amen. And I tell believers, I said, look, even if you don't have money, you have eternal life. Bless someone with eternal life. Soul winning is being a blessing. You can be the one that led every member of your family to Jesus Christ. By that, you are a blessing to your family. You might not be able to train all the children in your family, but you can lead all of them to Christ for free. Choose to be a blessing. Listen, you must sit down and always think about how to be a blessing. Don't say, where? I don't know what to do. No, I am a blessing. Sometimes there are issues going on in your family. You take up a day, 2 days just praying about it. They don't even know how it got solved. But it was because of your prayer. You are a blessing. Listen, let people around you draw from the spiritual values that God has placed in you. The spiritual investments God has made in your life, let someone else partake of it. Don't be too conscious of yourself and selfish that nobody else is drawing from the investment of God in your life. All the things you've been learning, who has been blessed by it? All the things that you have been taught, all the hands have been laid on your head, who has partaken of it? Pastor, lay hands on me again. Touch my head. If you start looking for how to be a blessing to someone else, you will see how you will expand. Some of you here, the challenge going on in your life is that you've not allowed yourself to be an outlet. So there's no flow coming from you to anybody else. You are one of those that when there is food in your house, if someone knocks on your door, you push the plate under the bed. Who is that? What happened? If a person is staying long, you say, I think you should be going on. I want to meditate. But you can choose to be the one that when you want to eat, you're looking for who needs to eat. Right from university days, school days, we're going to eat in restaurants. I meet someone on the way. People always join me to go and eat. Okay, let's go. Sometimes, because they join me, what I want to eat will be reduced so that I can accommodate somebody else. Did it make us less? No. That going to eat, there are some people that thought they were smart. You know somebody that anytime they go to eat with you is when they'll be looking for their money. Oh, my wallet. God doesn't just want you to be smart. He wants you to be wise. Wise is better than just being smart. Because you can be cunning and you think you are wise. Cunningness is a corrupted wisdom. So, at that time where we're buying food, we looked foolish, but we were wise. But years later, we found out that we're still the ones buying. Because as you are buying, he giveth seed to the sower. He giveth seed to the sower. Then you that is his eater, his bread he will give you. But the sower will always have seed. They chop. Are you with me? In your team, in your cell, in your church chapter, be a blessing. I wonder how people come to church and you don't even care how the church service was put together. They say, I hope the man of God is anointed though. I hope the choir can sing. I heard they brought one woman from Lagos. I hope she can minister. What did you bring? Amen. What did you bring? And you're a member of the church, not a visitor. A visitor can just come in and just hear the word of God and go. You are a member of the church. You don't even know, you know, some of you, you'll be surprised that someone came to you and said, hey, convention don't start. It's people like you that will not know that Jesus has come and gone. This is a sign. If you did not know conversion has started till today, it's likely that you will not know Jesus has come. Hallelujah. But when you choose to be a blessing, lift your hand and say, I choose to be a blessing. Listen, never stay in a space you are not contributing. Did you hear me? Any space you find yourself, look for an avenue to contribute. Don't be a consumer, be a producer. You are squatting with somebody. The person is the one paying the rent. He said, oh, you don't have where to stay. Just come and stay with me. You are clearing his food. You are using his pillow. You are using his toilet roll. Even his soap, you are using it. It remains small. You would have used his toothbrush. It has not entered. Now, toilet roll finished in the house. You didn't enter your head to go and take 500 naira or 1,000 naira and buy toilet roll and drop there. You are telling him, toilet roll, don't finish. Oh. Someone has accommodated you. What are you contributing in that space? You look for opportunities. So don't worry. I'm going to buy the gas. Glory to God. Don't worry. I'll pay the next NEPA bill. Or what do you call it now? PH, whatever. They keep changing the name. I'll pay the bill. That shows that you are now thinking. Listen, there are three things I want you to live with. Think blessed. Everybody say, think blessed. Think blessed means carry a blessed consciousness. There's a way a blessed man sits in church. Like some of you are sitting now. Blessed. Then there are some of you that came to church. How I know that you are not thinking blessed is the way you are sleeping. You left your house, lock your door, took transport, walked from the junction to church, drought here, can't sleep. Something they worry you. Amen. Are you understand what I'm saying? Did they tell you it's siesta time? And also I will tap you. So. Carry the consciousness. Think blessed. Think blessed. You are somewhere, everybody, they brought spoon to drink Gary. You know, in these days now, people are drinking Gary again. Amen. You don't know. And you reach there. You have one cube of sugar. Put it inside. Amen. Let's all eat. You're thinking blessed. There's always an opportunity to contribute. You might not be able to contribute all you want to, but you will contribute the least you can. At least the best you can, rather. You would want to contribute it. That means you're thinking blessed. Hallelujah. Everywhere you are from today, may you be a contributor. Amen. Husband and wife is the same thing, you know, when your husband comes back, you say, what do you carry come? What is your own contribution? Glory to God. What is your contribution outside the bedroom? There must be a contribution. Glory to God. You might not have a job, but there's a contribution. Emotionally, psychologically. Do you know there are some wives that don't even remember to tell their husband, the Lord be with you at work today. May doors open for you. Don't worry, all will be well. He said, just say, shine your eye. The other time, he did not come back with money. No, be your mates, where they go, they come back with money. Amen. And the husband just comes back. He just say, what's the story this time? Let your husband want to come home. There are so many husbands that work as close, but they are in the office playing computer game. Amen. Amen. Because man, hey, I have to go back to the house. So. Now, we'll come for the men. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, very important. I'm saying amongst spouses, there must be contribution. Contribution sometimes not always money. It's not always money. Sometimes you are thinking about how to make your spouse's life easier, not more difficult. There are some husbands, by the time you scatter the house and go out, before the woman will be able to put together what you have put asunder. Full-time job. Full-time job. You know, there's some men that don't eat any food that they didn't cook now. Not even today, now. So your wife is a la carte. Amen. And you know how to come back hungry. If it's like that, won't you like 2 hours before the time say, I'm coming home, please start preparing the meal. You just walk in. Goat meat pepper soup. You know, say go to know the house. Are you with me? So what is your contribution? Glory to God. What is your contribution? Some men behave like their wives are the ones in charge of the children. Just come in, say, who are your children? Amen. What is your contribution? What is your contribution? Glory to God. Say, I will contribute.
I will contribute.
Let it start at home. Amen.
Amen.
Contribute. Because you are a blessing. Be a blessing to your spouse. Hey, I said be a blessing to your spouse. There are some husbands, they are not a blessing to their spouse. The wife is always saying, Lord, take this cup from me. You can't be Mr. Nice Guy outside and then you are a monster in the house. Repent. For the kingdom of God has passed you. The place where your love must be loudest is your home. Your home. Not in church. After church, they just see their daddy. I say, bro, you don't have transport? 1K. You don't have transport? 1K. 1K. Then the children say, ah, we don't have Indomie in the house. Come on. But you were sharing 1,000 for people that have Indomie. And you are giving them transport. Amen. Reverse it. Be a blessing in your house. Husbands, be a blessing in your house. Wives, be a blessing in your house. Siblings, be a blessing in your house. There are some siblings, two of them are in the same church. Why is your brother not in church? It concerns him. No, that's not the right attitude. You'll be concerned about the spiritual welfare of your brother, of your sister. If he's going down, you pray for him. If something you can't handle, you call the pastor and say, my brother, I've seen he's beginning to do like he's backsliding, you know. You don't say, that's his business. Our destiny is different. That's what it means to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
So will you be a blessing?
Yes,
on your street, be a blessing. Don't be the one that anytime that pays street levy, you are the one that will not pay. And you come out and say, Rabakatina Kanea, Zeteleteya. No weapon. For street levy, everybody is paying. Even the juju priest has paid. Amen. Juju priest has paid. You, child of God, you are the one now using tongue to torment them. NEPA bill, you not pay. You say, don't worry, my house is covered with the blood. No, sir. Be a blessing on your streets. Be a blessing in your city. Be a blessing in your nation. In the name of Jesus. And I know that some of you here, you'll be a bigger blessing in that space that you occupy. People will be able to tell that since you started staying in that place, something has happened. You are the reason why this is working, and that is working. May that be your story in Jesus' name. So you think blessed, then talk blessed. Talk blessed. Talk blessed. Stop saying, where they say, oh, what's happening? Say, oh, they want to kill us. Tinubu will squeeze us. Is all our blood that is remaining? Talk blessed. By first accepting that you are blessed. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3.
Hooray.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That means I don't listen to ungodly counsel. Ungodly counsel. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. You can't find me there. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Is the scornful that are arguing with the people? I am a chosen. Who are you? They argue with them. When they are not a chosen. Scornful. Are the people that sit down and are looking for what to mock? Have you heard? I've been watching conventional. Isn't that Pastor TV is getting shut out or something? You'll be surprised that's what the person saw. You see, you don't see my fine suit. That's that I saw it. All the good things that happened, you didn't see. You are sitting in the seat of the scornful. You know that people like that? They never see good. Never. The Bible says don't sit there. People of God, refuse to sit in the seat of the scornful. Anytime you sit in the seat of the scornful, you are abdicating your blessedness. Say, come on, I'm hearing something. You know. And you know, there are people that are always looking out for something wrong. But God uses it to keep them to keep seeing something better. They are the ones that God has prepared a table. Made you prepare a table for them. So they will watch. Are you with me? But that's the seat of the scornful. That no matter how you're succeeding, if you post something on social media, you will post your picture. Maybe you went to Paris or you went to one country or something. You posted, you were just sitting outside. Rather than say, oh, he is in Paris, they'll say, why is his shirt rumpled? The picture is not really sharp. That's the seat of discomfort. Some of you there, move your buttocks from that seat. Get out of that seat. People that sit down and mock and talk evil about others. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the message of convention. How can I get the message of Thursday night? How can I get the message of Friday morning? How can I get the message of Friday evening? No, I must get all the messages because that's his delight. In this word shall he meditate day and night. So,
Talk blessed. Amen. Let your conversation be conversations of the blessed. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say, I'm so blessed. You see, there are certain things that people told you about, problems that they had that you couldn't do anything about. Soon, you'll be able to do something about it.
Amen.
You'll be able to do something about it.
Amen.
Some of you, you couldn't do anything about it. Just say, oh, so sorry. But now you can do something. A brother, years ago in church, I preached a message, you know, and I was talking about caring for others. Bazana is laughing. So I talked about caring for others. So he said he was going to practice it. So church closed and people were going home. You know, I said, I hope you're going home safely. All right. I hope you have transport. He would say, yes, I have transport. Oh, okay. He felt good that he was caring for people. And I said, you're doing well. Are you going home? I hope you have transport. I said, yes. By the time I asked the fourth person, I hope you're doing well. You have transport. The guy said, no. Then I said, you don't have transport. The guy said, no, I don't have. And I say, even me, I don't have, but I'm just trying to be nice to people. It's not like I have. I'm just trying to be nice. Amen. Glory to God. But if you are that kind of person, soon the capacity will be there.
Amen.
Capacity will be there. You will come to church. You have a car, but you bring a bus to church. I will say, all the people that are going back to campus, I provided a bus every Sunday that will be taking them back to school. Wow. Capacity. Pastor, look for somebody. I want to pay somebody's school fees this next session. Glory to God. Look for a child in church that the parents will have issues paying their fees. I want to pay their fees. That is capacity. Talk blessed. We the blessed people. Stop saying, the masses are dying. The masses are dying. What? We the common people. You think you are talking. My brother, be careful. No child of God is common. No child of God is common. You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A peculiar. Peculiar people. Is that common? Peculiar people. But now you know, I am Renaissance. Amen. I just saw this suit again in picture. Come on, no, not this one. Give my suit. Show me. Glory. As I saw it, I said, now maybe this. Think blessed, talk blessed, act blessed. Act blessed. Act blessed is what makes that you go for a party. They've shared food. They now ask you, have you eaten? You say, me? Food has not even reached here. You're not acting blessed. Tonight, during award night, act blessed. They are passing. Biscuits or something. People like others are just picking two. You just put your two hands. I saw a picture on social media recently. They were having a United Nations General Assembly. All presidents of different nations were there. And the president of Haiti. Some of you have seen that picture. So they have a jug and a glass for you to drink water. He took the jug. I was drinking from the jug. I was thinking it was actually maybe the former Obiakpo chairman. And they sent him to represent the president.
drinking from the jug. My brother, even if you saw the jug and there was no glass, wouldn't you know that you're supposed to request for a glass? Disgrace the whole country. I know my Tinubu can never do that. No. I don't think he can ever do that. You doubt? No, he can't do that. Can't do that. I can't even think of any president that ruled Nigeria that would do that. Praise the Lord. But you see one thing. If you are not blessed in your mind, it will not show on the outside. When opportunities come, you go show yourself. Glory to God. So act blessed. Act blessed does not mean pretend. No. There's a consciousness you carry with you. Act that consciousness. Glory to God. You can be in an occasion they didn't serve you food. You will not make a protest out of it. You carry your chair up. You say, this is the thing that made me kill somebody in my village. Amen. And then they say, what happened? No, you don't understand. You don't understand. You would think that they stole his phone. Okay, what happened? What was the emergency? No, you don't understand. Everybody should come. Everybody gather here. Okay, what happened? Imagine the first time they pass, they don't give me. The second food. Hallelujah. Are you going to act blessed? Act blessed. In your office, act blessed. Your acting blessed is why you will not steal from your place of work. Amen. You will not steal from your place of work. You will not be speaking in tongues. I'm saying, marabakata, ya, da, 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 da. You are stealing, you know, you are speaking in tongues. Everybody's living here thinking blessed. Amen. Talking blessed. Amen. Acting blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I announce to you today that someone will testify that since you came back from convention, you have been a blessing. You know, there's some people that sell things. They've never gifted anybody anything from what they sell. They put like that. I'm not saying you share everything you sell. But you understand that life is not just about buying and selling. Sometimes it's about sowing and reaping. Amen. Did you hear me? You have to understand that. You have to understand that. Nobody's living here the same. Nobody's living here the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. In this convention, everything you've received is so that you'll be a blessing. In your local church, be a blessing in that church. Let your pastor, your cell leader, be able to say, this brother is a blessing. This sister is a blessing. Let them not think of you and they'll be pained in their hearts. Do you know there are some brethren that their pastors, anytime the pastors think about them, they are worried, pained in their hearts. A sister shared with me, I end with this. She was a cell leader in church years ago, several years back. And we're preparing for a cell program. And a member of her cell, a brother, told her he was going to give her money. I can't remember. It was small money. Then, something like 5K or 10K. He was going to give to her. And they needed the money to do the small cell meet program they were doing. So he had promised her. And that money is the major money they need for the cell. She will call him. He will say, where are you now? She said, I'm so pleased. He said, just be looking left. You'll soon see me. She looked left. That day finished. This was like maybe a week or 3 days to the cell meeting. The meeting is getting closer. He has not brought his money. And he keeps giving her hope. Don't worry. Where are you now? So finally, she didn't hear from him, and he really messed up her plans. Things didn't go well. So she came to see me in my office. I still remember that office was psychiatric hospital then. Road. She came there. She asked to see me. And when she came in, she was in tears. He said, "Pastor, I did not. It's the brother that came and told me he wants to give. And I planned everything around what he wanted to give. Then I will call him." He was crying. She just said, "Pastor, it will not be well for that brother." I could see she was so hurt. So I was consoling her. "Don't worry, you know, don't worry." She said, "No, no, why? Why will he do that to me? And up till now, I'm talking to you, Pastor. I've not heard from him. I've not seen him. He didn't even come around." That's her own story. She didn't know that. Weeks later, I met the brother. He came to see me. I didn't ask for him. He just came to see me. He said, "Pastor, I came to see you." I said, "Pastor, things are not well." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Pastor, let me tell you the truth. As I'm talking to you now, they deported me from America." I said, "But I saw you last week." He said, "Yes. I didn't want to tell him, but I wanted to surprise everybody. So I had visa and I traveled. I don't land America. As I came down, they put me back on the next plane." He said, "I feel that it's God that is doing me this thing. Because my he was one telling me, he said, I was at the airport about to board. My cell leader was calling me. I told her she should wait for me. I'm coming." What? Yes. That he told her she should wait. He's coming. Because he didn't want to tell her he was traveling. So, but as he got to the place and he did that, he started feeling bad. What he did to the cell leader. "You are traveling abroad. You are telling her to go to a junction and wait for you." He might be listening to this message now. He traveled and landed America. He was going for a conference or so. And as he came down, they checked. I said, "This conference you are asking about, you came for, the date has passed." He said, "Yes, it was because of how long it got him to get a ticket, blah, 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 blah." So they had a conversation, and I said, "No, there's no need to enter if what you came for has passed." So they took him to the next place. He sat down there. After a while, they put him on the next plane back to Nigeria. That's when we heard that he had visa. Amen. Don't be that kind of member. Lagos Church, Yenegua, D-Line, Benin, Norfolk. Don't be that kind of member. GRA. Be dependable. Let your yea be yea. And your nay be nay. Not when anytime the conversion is holding, you start dodging. "Conversion is coming. Oh, oh." Have we looked for you before? We've never looked for you. Something else is chasing you. Amen. Don't be that kind of member. Did you hear me?
Yes,
choose to be a blessing. Choose to be a blessing. You can be a blessing at your level. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me? You can be a blessing at your level. Lift your hand. Say, "I'll be a blessing at my level." Stand to your feet everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be a blessing at your level. Talk to God this afternoon. It's still morning. Talk to God this morning. Just talk to God. I'm going to be praying a short while, but just talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Oh, we give you praise. I don't know what you heard today, but talk to God. Talk to God. I don't know what you heard today, but talk to God. I'm going to take the opportunity to lead someone to Jesus today. How you step into that life of being a blessing is by receiving salvation. Receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You might be hanging around church. You have a Bible. You have a Christian name, but you don't have a personal relationship with God. Today, 29th of September, 2024, I want to pray with you, and Jesus becomes the Lord of your life. While your heads are bowed, all heads bowed, eyes closed, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. You want me to pray the prayer of salvation with you? Lift your right hand above your head. I'm going to pray with you where you are. Just lift that hand above your head. Lift that hand above your head. If I see that hand, I'm going to pray. You are saying, today, I want to make that decision to receive Jesus Christ. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Even if you're online, the same thing. Lift your hand where you are. Now, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you died for my sins. I receive forgiveness of sin. I receive eternal life into my heart. From today, I am born again because Jesus is alive. He was raised from the dead for me. No weapon formed against me prospers. I walk in the light of what Christ has done for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone that prayed this prayer, I speak over you today that this will be the journey, the beginning of that journey of salvation. That your story will be told, that it was in convention you received Jesus and that you've stayed all through the years. I pray that nothing will steal you from his hands. I pray that this commitment you've made today, the Spirit of God will strengthen you to stay with it. In Jesus' name. If you pray the prayer, they'll give you a slip. If you're physically here, they'll give you a slip of paper, a sheet of paper. You would need to fill some details for us. And then if you're online, there's a comment. You could comment on the platform you're on, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, whatever. Just drop a comment and say, I receive Jesus, I receive salvation today. Praise the Lord. And if we see that comment, we're going to reach you again. Glory to God. Lift your hand, everyone. I speak over you that because you are present here, all the pronouncements that were made here will be present when you go home. Amen. They will be present in your office. Amen. They will be present in your going out and in your coming in. Amen. All that you need for the next phase of your life, may you find it when you need it. Never will it come short again in the name of Jesus. Today, you are recognized as a blessing. Everywhere you go, may your identity as a blessing be loud. I pray that men and systems around you will identify you as a blessing. Every way in which you struggled before you came for convention, from today, that struggle comes to an end in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make room for you in any area where you have been strive and been striving for you. May you enter a place where the Lord has made room for you. Enter your Rehoboth moments. Enter your Rehoboth moments where you say, now the Lord has made room for me in the name of Jesus Christ. As the story of Abraham was told and Isaac was told, may your story be like the next story. May you have a testimony that looks like a testimony they can add to the Bible. May you have a testimony of blessing that looks like a testimony they can add to scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you have received voice in this convention. Now they will hear your voice. You have received visibility in this convention. Now they will see you. You'll be heard and you'll be seen. Your ideas will be heard and they will be seen. Your services will be heard and seen. Your product will be heard and seen. In the name of Jesus. All business persons here, and your business has been declining, let there be a reinvention of that business. Let the spirit of creativity rest upon you today. You will know how to turn it around. Everyone that is in a place where they've lost everything, receive the ability to come back. I pray for a comeback, a miraculous comeback. in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will die in your hands. Nothing will die in your hands. I pray for those that served in faith to faith convention. You served in any capacity, in any team. May the Lord reward you. I stand on behalf of heaven to declare, because you served as you live here, may your environment serve you. May the systems around you serve you. May agencies and nations serve you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you gave for convention. I pray that God will multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. This seed you gave for convention will be the least seed you will give again in the name of Jesus. You will never be less than the seed you've sown. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that came out one way or the other to ensure that what they were given to do worked, there's nothing you will handle that will not work. And I pray for those that attended every day and every session. I speak over you that the ministry of angels will attend to you every other day. Every other day. Every other day. In Jesus' name. Your children will be honored in their places. In their schools, they will be honored. Among their peers, they will stand out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. You are living here with these invocations. I summon the elements in your city to attend to your destiny. I summon the elements in your nation to attend to your destiny. Eat the good of the land. Eat the good of the land. When they are talking about people that are eating the good of the land, your name will be mentioned. Never will you be excluded from the commonwealth of your nation anymore. Never will you be excluded from the commonwealth of your nation anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be stranded. October 2024 is a month to establish. And whatever God started in your life this year, let it be established. In October, in the name of Jesus Christ. May October 2024 be like 4 months put together. In the name of Jesus, God grant you speed in October. God grant you strength in October. In the name of Jesus. You came for convention. The Bible says that when they met Peter and John, they knew they had been with Jesus. When they will see you after now, they will know you came for faith-to-faith convention. Someone will say, where are you coming from? Because they will tell there is something different about you. Some of you are going back to where you came from. Now your language has changed. Such as I have. You didn't have before. Now you are talking like someone that has. Such as I have. Say it. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. You are going to meet that circumstance. You say, such as I have, give I unto thee. You have an uncompleted building. Receive grace to finish it. You have an uncompleted project. Receive grace to finish it. As you leave convention now, every resource, every idea you need for it to be completed is coming to you in the name of Jesus. You are furthering your education. Some things have happened and you abandoned it. Right now, receive what it takes to go back to it. Glory to God. As we leave here, angels are escorting us. They will follow you home. The angels that did not come with you for convention, they will go with you. Every angel represents something. Favor, peace, prosperity, increase. And those angels will go with you. Surely, goodness, mercy follow you all the days of your life. And let the people of God say loud, amen. Celebrate Jesus everywhere.
What's up? On 090-849-90878. You can also send us a message on info@faith2faithonline.org. For more messages, log on to our 24-hour radio platform at www.faith2faithradio.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a live transforming experience at Plot 5, Sania Batch Road, GRA Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service 8:30 a.m. and second service 10:30 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the church of the moment and the church of the future. God bless you. Generation in the victory, locally and globally.